And now we will speak about the sins that are found hanolodim mechevras bnei ha'adam v'kibutzim that come about from gatherings of people together. Kegon hanas devorim, for example, verbal abuse, halbonas haponim, embarrassing somebody, hachsholas ha'ida be'itza, stumbling somebody who is blind with bad advice, rechilos, speaking lashon hara, sina, hatred, unakima, and revenge. Shavuos, saying different types of swears, Dvar Sheker, saying things of lies, V'chil Hashem, and being a Chil Hashem. Ki mi yomar nikesi mehem, who could say that they're totally clean from them, Tahartei me'ashmavam, and somebody who has purified himself from becoming guilty in these sins, Ki anafeham rabim, because their offshoots and branches are many, Bedakim, and they're very fine, Ad ma'od, extremely so. Asher ha'izor bom torach godol, for somebody to be cautious in them, it takes a lot of effort. Hanas ha'davar mechlola, in terms of verbal abuse included within it, is talking in front of your friend alone, in a way that he'll be embarrassed from it. All the more so in front of a public that he'll become embarrassed from it. Or you'll do an action that'll cause him to become embarrassed. This is what the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Perek Hazov, says. If somebody is a Baal Tshuva, lo yomar lo, don't say to him, Zichor Ma'asecha Rishonim, oh, remember what you used to do back in the day. If ailments are upon him, lo yomar lo kederach she'omru chaverov le'iov, don't say like Iov's friend said to him, Zichor na mihu naki avad. Keep in mind who is the one who is at loss, even if they're clean. Im hayu chamorim vakshim hemenu tevua. If the donkey drivers ask you for grain, lo yomer lahem, don't say to them, l'chuei tzol ploni shu mocher tevua, go to so-and-so who sells the grain, v'yodea bo shalom mocher tevua meyomov, and you know that he never really sold grain ever. V'chvar omer zechron lebracha, and Chazal say also in the Gemara there in Bava Metzia, gadol onos devarim eonos momon, that verbal abuse is worse than monetary abuse. Shezen namar bo, that on one it says, v'yoreisim elokecha, you should fear Hashem, v'zeh lo namar bo v'yoreisim elokecha, but by overcharging on money, it doesn't say that you have to fear Hashem. V'choshekin imhu barabim, and all the more so if it's done publicly. Shebehed yoshinun, that the Mishnah says explicitly in Pirkei Avos, hamalbim pnei chaveru barabim, if somebody embarrasses his friend in public, ein lo chelek lolam haba, he has no portion in the world to come. V'am Rebbe Chisda, and Rebbe Chisda says in the Gemara Bava Metzia, Kol ha'shorim ninalu, all the gates are locked, chutz mishare ona, except for the gates of abuse. V'am Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar says, Hakol ha'kadosh baruch hu nifra ayadei shaliach, chutz miona. That Rebbe Elazar says, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes payment from, retribution from, through a messenger, except for verbal abuse. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does himself. V'amru, and Chazal also say, Shlosha ein apargo ninol bevneim, that there are three people that the gates in Shemayim are not blocked in front of. The Echem Mehem, and one of them is Ona, somebody who was verbally abused. V'afilu devar mitzvah amar akosov, and even for something of mitzvah purposes, the Pasuk says, Hocheach tochiach es hamisecho, that a person has to rebuke his fellow. V'amru zuchron l'roch, and Chazal say in the Gemara in Erechin, Yochel afilu ponov mishtanos, would you have to rebuke him, even if he's going to become embarrassed from it? Tam alomar, that's what it has to say in the Pasuk, V'losisa olav chet, that you have to rebuke him, but you can't bear a sin because of it. From all these mamore chazal, tira we see, at heichen mispashtim anfei ha'azhara hazos, how far it extends this warning, b'chama ansha kasha, and how difficult the punishment will be for this sin. The inyan nesinas ha'itza, regarding giving advice to somebody, shanina besoras kohanim, it says in Torah's kohanim, b'lifne iver lo sitei mechshol, based on the pasuk in Vayikra, in front of a blind person, you shouldn't put a stumbling block. It's not just a literally a blind person, but somebody who is blind on that specific matter that you're discussing. If somebody were to ask you, the daughter of so-and-so, is she allowed to marry into kahuna? Don't just say to him, k'shera, that she is, v'hi'ena el apzula, when you know that she's really not kosher to marry into kahuna. If he's asking you for advice, don't give him an advice that is inappropriate for him. Don't tell him to sell his real estate, his properties, and to buy a donkey for that. And you're going to come and buy it and overtake all his properties. Shema Tomer, maybe I'll tell him, I'm giving him a good advice. A person has to take it to heart. Like the pasuk says, you have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come out that we learn from this. Shebein b'davar sheyochol lios nogea bo, whether it's something that is you have a personal bias in, bein b'davar she'enu nogea bo klal, or if it doesn't really have anything to do with you personally at all, chayav odom mahamed es habo lehisyoiz bo al ha'emes hazach v'habor. A person has to give advice to somebody who comes to ask for him something that is true and clean and pure. V'sira she'omda Torah al sovdaitam shel ramayim, and you should see that the Torah went to the end result of how people could play tricks. The la b'shuftin yaskinen, we're not talking about people who are foolish. She'yotu etza she'rozom eforsemes v'niglis. People are not going to say things that are clearly bad advice and everybody knows about it. El b'chachomen lahara. But the Torah is talking about people who are very tricky and they're smart when it comes to doing bad things. Asher yinu etza l'chavreihem, that they'll give advice to their friends. She'lefi ha'nigleva yeshba min ha'revach el chaveru be'emes. That on surface level, it seems like it's a great benefit to his friend of what this person is advising him. But in the end result, it won't be good for his friend. Rather, it'll be for his detriment. And it'll come out to be something that's beneficial for the person who's giving the advice. Therefore, Chazal say, maybe you'll think to yourself, oh, I'm giving him good advice. You have to know, everybody knows in his heart whether this is really good advice or not. And how many people stumble upon this iser yom yom every day? When they go out and they're walking around trying to find out the best way to make money. And the pasuk already says in Devarim how great a sin it is. A person is cursed if he makes the blind person stumble along the way. But this is the obligation of a person who wants to be straight and just. That when a person comes to him to take advice, you should advise him the same advice that you would want to take for yourself. Without looking into anything but what is for the benefit of the person who is asking for advice. For no other purpose whatsoever. However close or distant that advice may be. And if the person sees that this advice would be harmful to him, if you can prove this to the person who is asking your advice, you have to show it to him. And if not, and if you can't show it to him that it would be bad, you have to get out of it and not give him any advice. But however, if you give him advice that its purpose is for something other than the benefit of the person who is asking advice, unless the person asking you for advice has evil intentions, then it would be a mitzvah to trick him. Like the pasuk says in Tehillim, if somebody is crooked, you have to be tricky against him. And the story of Hushai Ha'arki will be a proof to this situation, as he gave bad advice to Avshalom to try to save David HaMelech's life. Harachilus v'Lashon Hara, speaking slander and Lashon Hara, kvar chumro nodo begodol enough of kirob mod. Its stringency is well known, and the greatness of its offshoots are very numerous. Adje kvar gozru omer chachom zichron lebracha, as Chazal have stated in Basra, v'maymer shekvar hiskarti, in the mentioning that we already said before, v'chulam b'avak lashon hara, that everybody is nichshol, everybody stumbles upon avak lashon hara. V'omru, and Chazal say in Arachin, heichi domi lashon hara, what's lashon hara? Kegon, d'amar heichi mishtakach nura elebe planya. Where are you going to find the fire? Only in this person's house. Oshia saper tovasol lifnei sonav, or you speak about his goodness in front of people who don't like him. V'chol ki'ozev, is anything similar to this? Even though it seems very, very far away from actual rechilos or slander, it's part of the dust of Lashon Hara. The rule of the matter is, there's many, many ways in which the person's Yetzer Hara can affect him. But anything that can cause damage or disgrace, embarrassment to your friend, whether it's before him or not, that's included in Lashon Hara, which is hated and despised before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we say about somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, Somebody who speaks Lashon Hara is as if he's denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Ukroksiv, and the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Meloshni Baseser Re'ehu Oso Atmis, that somebody who speaks about his friend in private, Oso Atmis, him I will destroy. Gam Asenav Anakima Kashim Od, also hatred and getting revenge are very difficult. Lishel Yimole Mimena Lev Husol Ashel Livneha Adam, for a person to be able to get his spiteful heart to get escaped from doing these Isurim of Sinah and Nakima. Because a person, when he's embarrassed or he's put down, he feels a lot of pain. So for him, revenge is sweeter than honey. That is the only way that will get him to rest. Therefore, if he has the strength to forsake and forgo his nature that's pushing him towards that, and he'll rise up above his midos, and he won't hate somebody who aroused within him hatred, and he won't take revenge in a situation that arose for him to be able to take revenge, and he won't bear a grudge on him, he'll just forget about it, and he'll remove it all from his heart as if it never happened. That person is strong and powerful. And this is easy only for the malachim, that they don't have these type of midos amongst them. Lo al shochnei batei chomer asher ba'ofer yosodam. Not unlike people who live in the physical world that are made up of dirt. Omnam gzeras melachim. But this is the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'mikroz gadluyim bayer heitev, and the psukim explain it and explicitly. Einam tzrichim peiros, they don't need to be explained any further. The Pasuk in Vayikra says, Lo sisna asachicha b'levecha, there's an issue to have sinna towards a friend, to hate a friend. Lo sikom b'lo sitor asbine amecha, the Pasuk says you're not allowed to take revenge and bear a grudge against your friend. V'yin ha'akima v'hanetira yadua, and revenge and grudges is known. T'haynu nakima, nakima is taking revenges, limana me'hetiv l'misha lo rotza l'hetiv lo, to refrain from doing good for somebody who didn't want to do good for you. Or if he did bad things to you. Unatira, bearing a grudges. Lahazkir be'ez shehu meitiv the misha herolo, that when you do something good for somebody who did bad to you, ezazikaro min ha'ra she'asalo, you'll mention something about the bad thing that he did to you, even though you're doing good for him now. L'fisha yitzar holich martiach es halev, and since a person's yitzar hara goes and burns up and starts the heart boiling, that it wants, makes a person want to leave some type of an imprint, or some remembrance of that which he did to you. And if you're not able to leave over some great remembrance to the thing that he did to you, you'll at least try to make some small remembrance of what happened. For example, in a situation of a person, if a person wants to give to somebody else, that he didn't want to give to you, when you needed something, he didn't give it to you. At least you're not going to give it to him with a happy face. Or even if you don't want to do bad to him, but you're not going to do him a great favor. And you're not going to help him out to the greatest way possible. Or even if you do help him a lot, you're not going to do it in his presence. Or you're not going to become close to him and become to continue being his friend. And if you've forgiven him to the point where you're not going to appear to him as if you're an enemy, you think that's sufficient. And even if you want to become close to him, but you won't show as much affection and connection to that person as you had originally. And anything similar to this, anything that is within the abilities of the Yetzer Hara to seduce a person to have these feelings against his friend. Therefore, the Torah gave us a rule that everything is subsumed within this rule. You have to love your fellow like yourself. Kamocha, like yourself, b'li shum hefresh, without any difference. Kamocha, b'li chilukim, like yourself, without any distinctions. Blisach bulos and mezimos without any great plans and different strategies. Kamocha mamish, exactly like yourself. Ulam, however, hashivuos, swears, avabi shemin hastam kol she'eno min ahedyotos, nishmer mehotze shem shemayim epiv levatala, kol she'kem b'shivuos. Even though normal people that generally keep their mouths from saying the name of Hashem for no reason, all the more so, they shouldn't say it in a swear. Yesh orei za'anofim katanim, there are other small offsets, she'ava pi she'enam min ha'chamurim yose, that even though they're not in the categories that are much more strict, al-kaponim roi l'misha rotze li'oz naki li'shonim, but it's appropriate that somebody wants to stay clean from these averos, that he should be cautious of them and stay away. V'umasha Amrun, this is what the Chazal say in Gemara Shavuos. Amr Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Lav Shavua v'hein Shavua. Saying just yes could be a Shavua, or saying no could be a Shavua. Amr Rava, V'huda Amr, Lav, Trezimni. Rava says, that's only if you said no twice, V'huda Amr, hein Trezimni, or if you said yes, two times could do something that is considered like a Shavua. V'hein Amr, so to the Gemara Bab Matzia says, V'hin Tzedek, that your weights should be just, She'hei Lav Shalcha Tzedek, V'hein Shalcha Tzedek. Not only a hin, meaning the measurement, but a hin is like you're saying yes, should be exact and weighed. So you're saying yes to something and no to something should be weighed as well, so that it not be classified under the category of a shavua. V'hinei dvar ha-sheker gam hu chalira. So too, speaking fallacy is a very bad ailment. Nispashe me'o b'vnei ha'odam, that is very widespread amongst people. V'ulu madregos, madregos yeshbo. There are many different levels within speaking lies. There are people who their whole profession is about lies. They're the people who walk and they make things up from their own heart. Clearly deceitful lies. Just to be able to speak to other people. Or to be considered of the wise people. To be known as somebody who knows a lot of things. V'aleim ne'emar, on them, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tu'avas Hashem sisei shaker. It's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people who speak fallacy. V'omer in the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Sisoseichem dibro sheker. Your mouth speak words of lies. L'shonchem avla tege. Your tongues have only fallacy in them. Uchvar gozu chachamim zichron v'bracha, Chazal already said in the Gemara in Sota, Arba kitos enem mekabdon, mekablos p'nei ha-shechina. There are four groups of people who will not be able to be there before the Shechina. One of those categories is people who lie. There are people in the category that is similar to that, and it's close up in the next level. Even though they're not exactly like them, they're people who just embellish and lie in their stories and their words, and that is. It's not that it's their profession that they're constantly regulated to go around making up stories and saying new situations. Asher lo nivru v'lo yiyu, that never were and never will be. Avo bavoam lasaper dvar ma, but when they want to come and tell somebody something, yo'arvo behem min hashkarim, he will add into his stories some lies, kamo sheyala al rucham, whatever comes into his spirit. V'yizraglu v'zeh, they become accustomed to this, ad sheshov lehem kamo teva, and it becomes second nature to them. These are people who are liars that you cannot believe anything they say. Like the Gemara in Chazal says in Sanhedrin, this is the punishment of a liar. Even if he says the truth, nobody will listen to him. Because they made this evil such a nature to them that they can't say any words out of their mouths without it being mixed in with lies. This is what the Navi in painfully says in Yirmiyah. Limdu l'shonam daber sheker have nilu. HaKal Yisrael taught their mouths to speak fallacy, and they've been weakened with lies. V'yesh od achirim, and there's another category of people, shechol yom kal mecholi arishonim, that their ailment is lesser than the previous categories. V'hem osam she'enam kevuim kol kach b'sheker. They're the people who are not so rooted in fallacies, but they just don't care to distance themselves from fallacy. And if it comes across that they have a lie to say, they'll say it. And sometimes, many times, they'll say it in a way of joking, or in similar situations without any bad intentions. But the Chacham, Shlomo Melech, taught us, This is all the opposite of the Ratzon Hashem, and it's the opposite of Amida, of somebody who wants piety. Who Master Kosev, that's what it says in Mishle, Dvar Sheker Yisna Tzadik. Something a fallacy, a tzaddik will hate. And this is what the Pasuk in Shmos comes to warn us about. Midvar Sheker Tirchuk. From words of lies, a person has to stay away from. Visiring, you'll see. Shalo Omar Misheker Tishomer. The Pasuk doesn't say, guard yourself from lies. Ela Midvar Sheker Tirchuk. But distance yourself from lies. Lohayrosono. To enlighten us. Ala Herchak Hagobol. Vabricha Haraba Shetzorach Livroch Mizem. That on the great distance, and that a person really has to run away and flee from lies. Uchvar Nemar in the Pasuk in Tzefanya says, Sheris Yisrael lo yasu avlo. The remnants of Chai Yisrael won't do any fallacy. V'lo yidabru chozem, and they don't speak deceitfully. V'lo yimoti b'fiyam loshen tarmis, and they don't have any words of trickery on their tongue. V'chachomim zechorin lebracha amru, and Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, Chosomu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, truth. U'bevadai, and surely, she'im ha'emes humashe bochar bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'kachto l'chosom lo. If truth is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked to be his seal and his signet, kama yeye hafcho mesoav lefanav, how great will be the opposite as such an abomination before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Behizir HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'emes azhor rabba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned us about keeping truth, a great warning. V'omar, and the Pasuk in Zechariah says, dabru emes ish es re'eo, a person has to speak truthfully, a man to his fellow. The Omer in the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'hucham b'chesed kisei, that a person with chesed prepares his seat, V'yoshav alav b'emes, and he will sit in it with emes, with truth. The Omer in the Pasuk there also says, V'yomer ach ami heima bonim lo yeshakeru, that my nation, Klal Yisrael, my children, they won't lie. Holamadato, we see from this, shezeh soli b'zeh, that one is dependent on the other. The Omer in the Pasuk also says, in Zechariah, V'nikra o Yerushalayim ir ha'emes, Yerushalayim is called the city of truth, l'hagdal chashivusa, to greaten its importance. Uchvar Omer Zechron Lebracha, and Chazal already said in the Gemara Makos, V'dover emes b'levavo, somebody who speaks truth in his heart, kigon Rav Safra, like the story of Rav Safra, V'rashi shom b'shem she'eltos d'Ravachoy Mefarish, and Rashi over there in the Gemara Makos explains from the she'eltos, V'hachi hava uvdu d'Rav Safra, this is the story of Rav Safra, Hoylo chivetz echol dimkor, he had an item to sell, Uva odem echol lefonov, and somebody came before him, b'shor shahaya kore kriyashma, while he was in the middle of kriyashma, v'omerlo, and he said to him, the person said, give me that item that you're selling for X amount of money. And he didn't answer him. Because he was in middle of Shema. Because this person thought, this person thought that Rav Safra didn't want to sell it to him for that price. He continued to say, so then he gave him a higher sum of money that he would pay for it. After Rav Safra finished Shema, he said to this person, take the item for the amount of money that you mentioned at first. Because for that amount of money is what I already had in mind to give to you for. Lodiacha, this shows you at heichan chovas ha'emes magas, how far the mida of having truth goes far. Uchvar asu, and Chazal answered in Bava Metzia, l'samar chochem l'shanos b'diburo, for a tamar chochem to deviate from what he says, to lie, chutz mishlosh advarm, except for three different things. One of the three things that the whole world stands on, one of the pillars, is emes, is truth. So therefore, if somebody speaks fallacy, if he's removing the whole foundation of the world. And the opposite of this is somebody who is cautious in truth. It's as if he's upholding the entire foundation of the world. Uchvar Sipru Chacham Lizachon Al-Racha, and Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin, Me'oso Ha'amokom Shahayu Zahirim Be'emes, in the place where they were really cautious in truth, Shlohaya Malach HaMaves Sholecham, that the Malach HaMaves had no rulership over that area. Olavisha Isha Shal Rabbi Ploni Shinsa B'dvareha, and because the wife of a particular Rebbe deviated in her words, even though it was for a good intention, Gersa V'hem Malach HaMaves, the Malach HaMaves came against them, Achegir Shuha Misham, until she was chased away from there, Ze Bavarze, because of this, Vichozalish Havosim, and the city went back to its peaceful, serene ways. Vein Sorah Harech Bidavarze, I don't need to go more at length on this, Shasecha Machaivo Vahadas Machicho, because a person's intelligence obligates this, and his understanding pushes him towards keeping these. Anfechil Hashem Gamkin Him Rabbim Mugudolin. The branches off of Chil Hashem are also very many and very great. Because a person has to be very, very concerned about the honor of his creator. And everything a person does, he has to look into his bone and mode and really contemplate. That a person has to contemplate and make sure that everything he does won't bring about possibly chas v'shalom a chil Hashem. And we already learned the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. When it comes to chil Hashem, even if it's done only unintentionally, b'shogeg, it's also the same as if he did it b'mezid intentionally. Chazal say the Gemara in Yoma, hechi dami chil Hashem, what is considered chil Hashem? Amr Rav, Rav says, kigon ana d'shakilna b'sra v'lo yehidna d'mei la'alter. Rav says an example of chil Hashem is like what if I would do, if I would take a piece of meat and not pay it immediately, pay for it immediately, that would be considered chil Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, kigon ana d'mezgina arba amas b'lo toro b'lo tefillin. Somebody like me, if I would walk 4 amas without Torah and tefillin, that would be a chil Hashem. And the idea is, shakol adam lufi madrigaso, every person according to his level, lufi mashu nechshav ve'ini hador, and according to what he is considered in the eyes of that generation, she is boning the vilti asos dover bilti hagun lish kamoso. He has to make sure that he doesn't do something that would be inappropriate for a person on his level. Kikafi rabos chashivus vechachmoso, because according to the greatness of his importance and his chachma, his wisdom, came roi sheyarbez hiruso, so too it should increase the level of his cautiousness, bidivri avoda vidigdugobo, in the matters of his avodas Hashem and his exactingness in his avodas Hashem. And if he doesn't do that, so then chas v'shalom it'll create a chil Hashem, because it's the honor of Torah, shemisha mar behalimud bo, that somebody who learns Torah a lot, yarbe kmochin biyosher v'sigon amidos, it's appropriate that person should be very straight and just, and his midos should be fixed. Anybody who is lacking this when he learns a lot, it causes a bizoyin to the learning of Torah itself. And this chas v'shalom is a chil Hashem. HaKadosh gave us his Torah, the tzivon alasuk bo, and he commanded us to delve into it, in order to achieve through it our ultimate completion. Also, the guarding of Shabbos and Yom Tov is also a great mitzvah. Ki amishpatim rabim, there's great many details on this. Mechein amru, the Gemara in Shabbos also says, hilchsa rabis ola shabbos, this is a great halachos for Shabbos. Vafilu divrei ha-shvos, ava bishim edivrei chachamimim, and even things that are shvos, even though they're only the rabbanans, ikarimim, they're very basic, fundamental principles. Mechein amru, so too the Gemara in Chagiga says, la'olam altihi shvos kal be'inecha, a shvos, a rabbanan, should never be lenient in your eyes. Sharei smicha shvosi, because smicha, leaning on an animal, is only a shvos, it's only an isa derabanan. Nechluk abo gdolei dor, and the gdolin, the original machlokas, came through this halacha of whether you should do smicha on yantav or not. Gudlam pirti adinim le machlokosam, but the details of these halachos, according to the different splits of these aspects, mevo arim heim etzel aposkim, is gone through already, all through the poskim, the sefreim, and their sfarim. V'chulam shavim l'choposeinu bom, u'lehaziris hamitzarech. And all of them are upon us as obligations to be cautious on them according to what we can. And that which is difficult to keep Shabbos and Yom Tov for the great masses of Klal Yisrael, who hashvisa min ha'esek, is that which is a person has to stay away from what he gets involved in, to get involved with, and speaking about business matters. That's the hardest. But this Isra is expressed in the Navi Yeshaya. You should honor Shabbos from not doing your normal ways, from dealing with your own normal dealings, and in your speech. The rule is, anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, it's also usher to get involved with trying to accomplish that, or even to mention it by mouth. Therefore, Chazal answered looking around your properties, liros masha tzorech l'machor, to just look around and see what your property needs to be done for after Shabbos. Lefezach HaMedina, Lates, Belaila, Mehir LeMerchot, or to go by the exit of the Medina, of the province that you're in, to be able to go quickly to the bathhouses that are beyond the city limits. And Chazal also answered, you're not allowed to say, oh, this and this I'm going to do tomorrow. Or I'm going to buy this certain, do this certain business deal tomorrow. Or anything also that would be similar to this. And behold, ad hena dibarti, until now I have spoken about miktsos mitzvos, from some of the mitzvos, masha onu ruin, that which we see, shebnei adam nechshol mehem, that people stumble upon, al harov, in most cases, umeil nilma b'choshar halavin, and from these cases we'll learn for all the yisurim of the Torah. She'in lecha iser, she'in lo anofim ufratim, there's no iser in the Torah that doesn't have many, many off branches and offshoots and details in the halachos, mehem chamurim and mehem kalim, some of them are more stringent, some of them are more lenient. Somebody who wants to be clean. A person has to be clean from them and purified from all of them. Chazal said in the Medrash Shir HaShirim, your teeth are like the flock of sheep. Just like a sheep is very tzenua, is very covered up. So too, Israel were very tzenua. They were very covered up and they were kosher, they were just. When it came to the war against Midian, Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha Omar, Rav Huna in the name of Rav Acha says, "Shelo hiktim echem mehem tefillin sharosh lefillin sheyad." What does that mean? Then none of them proceeded to put on the tefillin sharosh before the tefillin sheyad. Shelo hiktim echad. If one of them would have put on the tefillin sharosh before the tefillin sheyad, lo haya Moshe meshamchan, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have praised them. Lo haya yotzim misham b'shalom, and they wouldn't have left in peace. So to the Yerushalmi says. Hamasaber bein yishtabach liyotzer, somebody who speaks between yishtabach and the bracha of yotzer, avera hibiyado, it's an avera, the chozer alemi archel machama. And that's the type of person who would have to return and not go to war against the enemies. That would be such a sin that he would return from the front lines of war. Harelecha ad heichen tzorech lahagia hadikdok banakios hamiti b'maizim. So this is the extent to where a person has to work on being very exact and being clean as best as he possibly can in all of his actions.